The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. To be honest, another spectacular fall Wednesday afternoon here in Ohio. Probably the last 10 years at least. Every winter, Joy and I talk about, we got to get out of here. We got to move. We got to go to Florida. We got to at least become snowbirds. We can't do that. Can't afford that. But we got to, you know. And then the fall comes. What a beautiful place to be in the fall, right here in Ohio. I was born and raised in California, but I have become a Buckeye. I really have. I love the state of Ohio. I love this area. I love Central Ohio. Joy and I love to be part of the Westerville community. We love being here, except for January, February, and the first part of March. But anyway, maybe it's worth putting up with those two awful months for the rest of the year and the fall time. And, you know, so many people, Joy and I included, did not think the colors were going to be vibrant this year because of, it was so hot. We had very, very little rain. It is beautiful. It is just spectacular. And I'm grateful to be in the state of Ohio. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Just a little bit, I'll bring you up to date on where we're at with our Bible League campaign. More good news, more good news for Bible League. I'll bring you up to date on that. I've got this Boy Scout story. A new national policy evidently prompted by something that happened in Westerville with the Boy Scouts. I'll get to that. But before, I just want to say I had the wonderful privilege of spending part of the morning down at the State House with the Ohio Speaker of the House, Larry Householder. I've been aware of his work. I've been thankful for him. He is the one that stood up against the libraries in Newark and was that Lancaster? No, it was Newark. Or no, it was Lancaster. It was Lancaster and Delaware the libraries that were going to host the Drag Queen Story Hour, Larry Householder, Speaker of the House, sent a very sharply worded letter to the library and said, hey, if you want to enjoy the continuing state funds coming your way, then you need to stop this nonsense. He received enormous blowback on that. He received enormous trouble, and he still is, as he told us this morning. But I've shaken his hand before, but this is the first time I really had an opportunity to sit down. Due to the work of Chris Long with the Ohio Christian Alliance, Chris and I and a handful of pastors from around the state had the privilege of presenting the Speaker of the House of Representatives with a beautiful framed copy of the Ten Commandments. He received it graciously and proudly, promised us that it was going to take a very prominent place in his office, and then sat down and we had, 30 to 45 minutes just sitting around talking with Speaker Householder. And I must say, very impressed with this man. He's the real deal. He is a strong leader, but genuinely humble. Very, very concerned about the state of our state, the direction that we're heading. Very concerned about some of this non-discrimination legislation that's being proposed that would strip Christian ministry schools, Christian churches of their freedom to hire and fire, would strip them of their freedom of what kind of events they would host in their facilities. And the House of Representatives is in good hands. Of course, he was also very instrumental in getting the heartbeat bill passed as well. And he openly asked for our prayers. And I promised Speaker Householder that when I went on the air this afternoon, that I would pass that along to you folks and ask you to put Larry Householder, Speaker of the House here in the state of Ohio, on your prayer list. He desires your prayers, and when a politician openly and sincerely desires your prayers, I think it would be, I think it would be a sin. Scripture says, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. The Speaker of the House of Representatives has asked our audience to pray for him, and I think it would be very wrong to not grant that request. So anyway, good morning. I think a very profitable morning. He was very interested in the concerns that we expressed around the table in his office, and was very responsive. I think it was a good meeting. I think it was profitable, educational, certainly for me. And I'm just very grateful for the opportunity to spend some time with him this morning. And again, I want to thank Chris Long and the Ohio Christian Alliance for setting up the meeting and being gracious enough to invite me and a few pastors from around the state to participate in the meeting. So I am blessed, and I understand that completely. I'm just incredibly blessed. Speaking of being blessed, before we get into the Boy Scout story, I'll do that after the break. Folks, the numbers keep going up for the Bible League campaign. If you've been listening the last few days, we started Thursday of last week with a goal of $6,000. That was our goal, $6,000. We are now, right now, at $11,490. $11,490. I got a couple of people I want to thank quickly. I want to thank, let me scroll down, Michael in Powell, Ohio. Michael gave right at the end of the program yesterday. Michael in Powell, Thank you so much. And then early this morning, Dorothy in Worthington went online at thewordcolumbus.com, clicked on the Bible League banner early this morning. Dorothy was up on her computer and went to thewordcolumbus.com, clicked on the Bible League campaign banner, and gave a very nice gift. So because of that, we're at 11,490, which means we are only $510 away from $12,000. That would double our goal. Double. And we're only $510 away. I think we can do that. 800-YES-WORD. That's the number to call the Bible League. I've got the call center up, and I can't wait to see who's going to start it today. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. Why don't you call right now? Put us over that $12,000 mark. 800-YES-WORD.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, many of you will remember the horrible event that involved a Westerville, Ohio scout leader. I'm not even going to dignify him by mentioning his name, but he was arrested back in February after Delaware County prosecutors said that he was spotted by a mother and daughter performing sex acts in his U.S. Postal Service truck. He was a mail carrier, also a scout leader. And they reported, police came, he was charged, and it was discovered that he was a troop leader with Troop 560 in Westerville that operated, past tense, out of the Church of the Messiah in Westerville. And by the way, I'm not blaming them in any way, shape, or form. I want to make that clear. But it was discovered by the local scouts, the Simon Kenton Council for the Boy Scouts, that he had similar offenses in 2002 and 2006. This guy was arrested three times for sexually perverted acts. Three times. And he was a scout leader. Well, that's because the Boy Scouts, or again, they don't call themselves the Boy Scouts of America anymore. And if you haven't guessed, I'm just, this is personal, editorial on my part. I have no respect for the Boy Scouts at all. Zero, zip, zilch, nada, none whatsoever. I've lost all respect for the Boy Scouts for many, many reasons, and I think most of you know why. Anyway, they don't call themselves the Boy Scouts of America anymore. They're the BSA because they can't call themselves the Boy Scouts because now they allow girls in. Anyway, evidently their policy was that scout leaders had one background check, period. Then they could be a scout leader for the next 30 years and never have another background check. And evidently, those background checks were not very thorough because they missed these sexual offenses in 2002 and in 2006. So as a result, although the national BSA has not said that it was because of the Westerville event, but it seems to be connected. The national organization has announced that they will have rechecks every 5 years starting in 2020. starting next year, all BSA leaders will be rechecked every 5 years. Quote, all currently registered volunteers are being provided with disclosure and authorization forms permitting BSA to recheck backgrounds according to this updated policy. Those not returning authorization forms will not be renewed as registered leaders in the BSA. Now, in addition to the national policy, Troop 560 in Westerville is now looking for a new home because the Church of the Messiah has decided not to sign a continuance for next year. Reverend Jim Wilson told families he will not be signing the continuance for next year because, quote, we are living through changing times and areas of focus and attention change. The letter does not specifically talk about Rice or his case and so forth. In my opinion, good for them. If I were pastoring today, there is no way in the world that a Boy Scout troop would be meeting in my church. Never. And there are too many alternatives today to the Boy Scouts where they're not carrying the baggage and the compromise of the Boy Scouts. So it is, and I made a prediction, I think it was 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago I made the prediction, in 5 years, the Boy Scouts of America will be no more. Whether that comes to pass or not, I don't know. Certainly not all of my predictions have come true, but they continue to face more and more problems as they continue to stray farther and farther away from the principles upon which they were founded, to honor God and country. I don't think they're doing either any longer. I'm going to pull up the call center during this break. But the number for the Bible League is 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Folks, we are $510 away from $12,000. Now, what is this money for? Bibles for the persecuted church through the Bible League. Every $5 purchases a Bible, ships it, and distributes it. And these are for Bibles for the persecuted church around the world. Over 100,000 people are going to be impacted already because of your generosity. But I believe we can go just a little bit further. We're at $11,490. How would you like to help us get closer to that $12,000 or even put us over? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673.